It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
This is a simple game. You throw the ball. You hit the ball. You catch the ball. You got it.
Now, the show that Red Sox Nation turns to first. This is Boston's most listened to nightly baseball show, The Baseball Reporters with Tony Maz. Brought to you by Jordan's Furniture, Bing Y World Class Market, Brennan Smoke Shop, Rodenheiser Plumbing, Heating, AC and Electric, Ron Bouchard's Auto Stores, Advanced Auto Parts, U.S. Marker Board, Boston Volkswagen, Gravely Zero Turn Lawnmower, Foxwoods Resort Casino, Jackson Lumber, and Mass General Cancer Center. On Boston's home for sports, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Because I had given him some crap the night before down at third base.
Brock Holt on the move, headed toward the stands, diving up there, can't make the play. That's a fair ball, and that's going to roll all the way up against the wall down the right field line. Mazzara in, Hunter Pence is in. Brock Holt tried to make a spectacular catch. He came up empty, and it goes for an inside to Parker for Hunter Pence.
Unbelievable.
It rolled to the deep part there at the 380 mark, and he was off to the races.
So that's from a couple of nights ago, and I know what you're thinking. Why would we still be talking about that? Why would we still be talking about a play from a couple of nights ago? And I have a very simple explanation and answer for you, because if you were to ask me right now to give you one signature play on this 2019 Red Sox season, you know what I would pick? You guys want to guess, Murray, Jimmy Stewart? You guys want to guess?
I don't know.
That one. That one. That's the play that I would pick. That inside the park home run that made the Red Sox look like a complete clown show the other night. In fact, you know what I would pick? I would pick that or the steal of home that Chris Sale allowed early in the season. Do you remember that against the Toronto Blue Jays?
Yeah.
That's it. That's how I feel about the Red Sox this year right now. If you were to say to me, what are the signature plays of this Red Sox season? Those are the two. The inside the park home run and the steal of home earlier in the year. But you tell me, as a fan out there, which one would you pick? And that's not necessarily the big topic for discussion, but that play the other night, oh, there are really layers to that one if you start to examine it, which we'll get to here on the Baseball Reporters. And now that the hockey season is over and basketball was over a while ago, we will be talking baseball every night here from 6 to 7. 6 to 7 for the balance of the baseball season. Let's hope that the Red Sox make it interesting, because right now, they're not making it interesting and they're hard to watch. We all know it, so there's no point in me trying to sell you something that you know the reality of. They are hard to watch. And yesterday, intentional walk. Walk with the bases loaded to beat the game, which to beat the Rangers, by the way, came after another blown save. Another blown save.
Right, they're up 3-2, right? Porcello left that game with 3-2.
So this is one of those where you say, well, wait a minute, you know, you won the game. Well, okay, but you still blew a save. Like, there's another case there of the team failing to come through in a critical situation in the late innings with the relievers they have. Another blown save for the Red Sox. That's unbelievable. That's 11 now on the season. 11 blown saves, and their save percentage, fourth worst in the league. And there are still some people out there that want to tell you there's no issue with the bullpen. We'll get to that, too. Dave Dombrowski's comments from a couple of nights ago. 617-779-0985 will open up the phones right away. And I'll tell you, by the way, the win yesterday, as far as I'm concerned, fake. Fake win. You blew a save, and then the other team was worse, and they walked in the winning run. That's how you won the game. And Jim Murray earlier, I asked him to save this. Okay, Jim Murray earlier was giving the headlines on the Red Sox. And, I mean, they were one of many items he had in his headlines, as always. And so Murray said, when he was reading his Red Sox item, I asked him to save it and read it again. Murray, read the first line.
David Price on the mound as the Red Sox look to salvage a split.
Stop! To what?
Salvage a split.
Salvage a split. How many times have you heard that word? How many times have you heard that term? Salvage a split. Or, salvage a win in a three-game series against Houston. Salvage, salvage, salvage. I have news for you if you're a Red Sox fan. Salvaging? Or for that matter, if you're a Red Sox. Salvaging? Salvaging series is not going to salvage your season. It has to be better than that. It's the same crap over and over and over with this team. The same crap. They lose the first game or two of a series, and then they win the last one to tread water. That's all they're doing all year long, treading water. I don't know how you could feel good about this baseball team. And that play the other night, the game was probably over already. I think they were down 6-3, maybe.
Yeah.
When Hunter Pence had a fly ball down the right field line that Brock Holt badly misplayed.
Yeah, and then he just laid there like a slug. Mookie Betts did nothing. The ball's just sitting there. I watched it in real time. I was like, what the hell is happening? Does he not know that the ball is behind him? And what did he, like, bruise his rib or something like that? But still, I don't know. Get back after the ball, you idiot.
So, Murray, I think the bruise rib thing, honestly, was a crock. I do. I think that, watch the
bruise replay. Bruise pride is what it is. I don't think it was a bruise rib either.
Tell me the last time you saw an inside the park home run where an outfielder wasn't even in the screen.
I don't know if I've ever seen anything like that, Maz. I think it was hysterical. It really was. At that point, the game felt like it was over, and it just, I get where you're at. It's kind of like a microcosm, that one play of how this whole season's gone.
So I remember inside the Parkers where outfielders fall into the stands or something crazy like that.
Ball gets lodged.
Guy
somewhere.
Gets hurt, two guys collide. This one, the ball sat in the right field corner on the warning track, and nobody, watching the game on television, nobody ever came into the picture to get the ball. Hunter Pence scored standing up and could have run around the bases again and made it. He could have run the bases twice and made it on this play. Here's the other thing that people are missing on this, and I think is noteworthy. The half inning prior to Pence's home run, Andrew Benintendi got pissed off at a ball strike call, and so Benintendi got ejected from the game while he was walking back from first base. Alex Cora then went out to the field. He also got ejected. But because Benintendi got ejected, the Red Sox had to change their outfield alignment. Okay? So what happened was they had to put someone else in left, and I think it was Sam Travis, and Brock Holt had to go play right field. Holt wouldn't have even been over there if Benintendi weren't bitching about balls and strikes and didn't get thrown out of the game. Now, rightly or wrongly, I understand the Red Sox are frustrated, but this is sort of, I think, what they've deteriorated into. They're all pissed off. They've had their heads up their asses for a good chunk of the season. They get tossed out of a game. Brock Holt ends up in right field, which they tell us is one of the hardest right fields in baseball to play. And then a ball gets hit out there, and Holt looks like a clown hanging on the outfield wall while the ball sits in the corner, and Hunter Pence runs around the bases for an inside the Parker.
Now, they deserve to lose that game, and I understand where you're going, and I know you hate bitching about the umpires or refs in any sport, but that crew that night, they were a bunch of a-holes led by Angel Hernandez behind the plate, and they should have been shot into the sun.
So all I'm telling you is I give the Red Sox no latitude right now. They don't deserve any latitude. They're a 500 team. They've been a 500 team all year, and they do stupid things that hurt themselves in the long run. Here's what I would tell the Red Sox. Stop bitching about the umpires and start playing baseball. You've almost played 70 games now. 70 games. As for the play by Holt, Alex Cora, again, had been ejected from the game already. So there were some pauses in this, Jimmy. We didn't edit out the pauses, right? Is it the whole file that I left you?
I left it as is. Okay. I can clean it up if you need.
No, leave it. In fact, I wanted you to leave it because I want you to get an idea of the kinds of questions Cora got and pay attention to his answers on the play, okay? He is asked, this whole thing starts with him being asked about the inside the park home run by Pence and what he saw on the play. Go ahead, Jimmy.
I just saw the reboot. I tell you right now, I didn't see it live. I saw the replay later on, so I haven't talked to Brock about it.
Okay, stop. Let's stop there for a second. So you haven't talked to Brock about it. So then someone asked the question again, and I can't make out what the question is, but basically asked it again in a different way. Cora continues.
What's that again? You have to talk to what?
I haven't talked to Brock about what happened. So I saw the replay on the video, but I don't know. The angle that I have from the video, I can't tell from there. I can't talk about the play because I haven't talked to the guys and all that.
Okay. So, and again, thanks to Jimmy for turning that up so we could hear a little bit. The final question was, had Mookie been out there, could that have done anything to alter the play? Cora didn't want to answer it. Because Cora knows, Mookie Betts catches that thing in his back pocket. Please, that's a pop-up, for crying out loud. The only reason it was even a remotely tricky play is because of the curve of the right field corner at Fenway Park. Cora didn't want to throw Brock Holt under the bus because, frankly, Brock Holt should have been able to make the play. And then watch the replay. Holt sort of jumps into the wall, and then he lifts his leg up and puts it on top of the wall. And then he kind of lays there. He said he thought the ball was in the crowd. So what was he doing? Looking for fans to give him attention? Looking for fans to like say, hey, are you okay?
I still don't get it.
What was he looking for there?
I really don't know.
No, you know what it was?
It's embarrassing.
He was being dramatic.
Yeah.
Is what he was being. He was being dramatic. It's like the equivalent of flopping in an NBA game or something like. He was trying to be dramatic, and instead the ball was on the field of play, and Hunter Pence is running around. And Cora knows it, which is why he just came. I didn't see the video. I didn't talk to the players. He didn't want to talk about it because he knew. Holt sort of had his head up his ass, and Benintendi getting tossed led to Mookie Betts being in center field. They had to change the alignment. They had to change the whole thing around. Holt had to move from left to right, the whole thing, because the Red Sox can't get out of their own way. Unbelievable. A number of you lined up already, so I want to get to your call. 617-779-0985. I want to get to Dave Dombrowski's comments as well. Because I think there's a little news in there or information in there that you should listen to. And B, I think the Red Sox are really trying to blow smoke up your skirts. We'll get to those when we come back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Sox Nation turns to first. The Baseball Reporters, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Santana third, Andrus at second, getting their leads. And a line drive base hit, left center field. That'll bring in Santana. Here comes Andrus. He is in to score. And Matt Barnes gives up three consecutive hits with one out in the ninth inning to put Texas in front 3-2.
How's that closer by committee working out? Good? You guys like that? Closer by committee? It's a nice thing, isn't it? Really? Like the idea, whose brainchild was that? We all know the closer by committee thing can't work. We all know it can't work. So you need a guy to close games. You need a guy to close games, and more importantly, you need reliable relievers in the late innings. And I don't think the Red Sox have enough of them. Matt Barnes blew that game the other night. The Red Sox ended up tying it in the bottom of the ninth, and then naturally they ended up losing it in extra innings. So, this idea that the bullpen is not as hurtful as a lot of people think it is nonsense. And when I say some people, I'm talking about Dave Dombrowski. He made some comments last night on the pregame show that we'll get to in just a minute, because, again, we didn't have a show last night, so I want to touch on that. Because I think Dombrowski did give you some insight as to how he looks at this team. And it's not necessarily good. 617-779-0985. We'll take a bunch of your calls. We'll get to Dombrowski here in just a second. Matt's in a car. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Tony. So none of this is really an excuse for, the lack of self-awareness that they've shown the last couple of weeks. But The Benintendi ejection was kind of interesting because Angel Hernandez was the one that rung him up in that Houston series last year that Benintendi chirped at him at. Mm-hmm. Also, it was Carapazzo that threw him out, even though he was chirping back at Angel in this one that's past couple days, which I thought was interesting because I know that baseball players better than I do, I'm sure. But isn't that something that managers and players hate, is when another umpire gets into a discussion that you're having with a crew chief or just whatever umpire you're arguing with, another one comes over and throws you out?
Right. So Hernandez was the home plate umpire that night, right?
Right.
And yeah. So and the first
Benintendi chirping back at Hernandez because of the at bat, something was said, and then Carapazzo was the one that stepped in and actually threw him out, and then threw out Cora when he came out.
Correct. The first base umpire is the one that threw him out of the game. You got it right. Yeah, you got it right. And so, look, if you're telling me that Angel Hernandez might be carrying a grudge, which I think is what you were beginning to say, probably. And then secondly, why is the first base umpire injecting himself into the conversation? I'm with you. I don't like the umpires any more than you do. All I'm telling you is that I look at it and say, the Red Sox are playing 500 baseball and the season's almost half over. It's almost half over now. And so they need every guy they can get on the field. J.D. Martinez is missing games with back spasms. Steve Pierce is out. Mitch Moreland is out. It's not like you're firing on all cylinders. That lineup over the weekend against Tampa on Sunday, Michael Chavis was batting third in that game or cleanup. And Vasquez was batting second. So my point is, you have a limited number of players, and you have even fewer players who are actually playing to their level. And you're going to get tossed out of a game because you didn't like a ball and strike call? So I understand frustration builds and all of that. But as a result, Brock Holt ended up in right field. And there you go. Stoogery. Clown car. That's what you got. Brian's in a car. Good, Brian.
Yeah, Maz, good take on the Stanley Cup. Really enjoyed listening to you.
Appreciate that. What do you got?
Now it's time for baseball. Looks like I didn't miss much because I was into the hockey. But I recall you talking about the Bumgarner Chavis trade. Your personal opinion, would you still do that today? And how old is Bumgarner?
Okay, so I don't have it in front of me. I don't know if one of you guys could check that quickly on how old Madison Bumgarner is. I told you I would only trade Chavis for a young starter.
He'll be 30 in August.
Okay, so I love Bumgarner. I do, but honestly, I don't think a starting pitcher is this team's biggest need. I don't think that's been the biggest issue on the team. They've had a few, but that is not one I'd put at the top of the list. Dan's in a truck. Go ahead, Dan.
Yes, Maz, I just want to say, you said they were celebrating that win yesterday with a Gatorade bath. Why didn't they just do that to the opposing pitcher? Because that's what it's going to resort to.
Well, so Dan, again, that's why I call it a fake win. I think that thing last night was a fake win. I don't know if there's anything really to celebrate there at all. So congratulations, you beat the Texas Rangers when they walked in the winning run after you blew another lead. 11 blown saves. 11. Second most in the league, I think. And the Red Sox are trying to sell us this closer by committee nonsense, which I think really is complete and utter garbage. And deep down, I don't think they believe it either. Not during the regular season, anyway. I think that they were cocky enough to think they could get away with it. And you know what? Maybe they will. Maybe the league sucks so bad that they'll still make the playoffs as a wild card team, and then they'll get in and win the playing game and win the division series, and we'll all get it shoved down our throats again. Maybe, because they shoved it down my throat last year, which I fully concede. They did. But I look at the Red Sox and I say, this bullpen isn't remotely good enough to be a championship team. And I know, again, that the starters will come out in October. I'm just telling you that this closer by committee thing, deep down, I'm not sure they believe it. Cam's in Taunton. Good, Cam.
Tony, I got to speak a little quiet, so just bear with me. That Holt play, I was in the stands on Tuesday night, and I thought it landed in the crowd, and he knew it, and that's why he didn't go out to the ball, just popped back into play. Is that what happened?
So he said afterward he thought the ball was in the stands.
Okay, because we were all bewildered. Like, why is he not going after the ball? It's good. I mean, because it appeared from where we were sitting, I was in center field where we were sitting, that it hopped out of play and then hopped back in play. I thought that's why he didn't go after the ball. But if he didn't go after the ball, but it didn't go out of play, I mean, you're right. That does sum up this team. They're not focused.
So again, Cam, now the part of it that bugged me about the play, like, if he thought the ball was in the stands, fine, I guess, but you're telling me that all the people sitting in that area weren't yelling, hey, the ball's over there? Or nobody was yelling it? Nobody saw it? Because I have to believe that anyone in the stands would say, that ball's alive, that ball's alive. And nobody said it? And the other thing is, again, watch Holt when he crashes into the wall. And I'm reluctant to even call it a crash because I think he was trying to be a little dramatic and he lifted his leg up and sort of almost like he was going to climb over the wall. Then he went out to his position and started touching his rib because Murray was saying earlier he might have had a bruised rib. You know what I think? I think he was embarrassed that the ball was in the corner and that Hunter Pence could have run around the bases twice. Twice. And so Holt wanted to make it look like he was hurt. That's what I think. I think Brock Holt was embarrassed by the play. I want to get to those Dombrowski comments, which we'll do next after Murray gets you caught up on headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
This is the Baseball Reporter's Tony Maserata show that Red Sox Nation turns to first. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
How about Steve Pierce?
This is why the Red Sox won against Steve Pierce.
The MVP of the series, plus 2,200. Steve Pierce is my long shot pick.
Steve Pierce, it's my pleasure to present to you the Willie Mays World Series Most Valuable Player Trophy.
This is the DraftKings Fantasy Pick of the Night with Maz.
Hey, it's that time of the week. DraftKings Fantasy Pick of the Night. You can play free fantasy baseball this season with the promo code BOSTON when you make your first deposit on DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy baseball. Again, the code is BOSTON. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions do apply. See DraftKings.com for details. So, tonight, bunch of lefties going in the major leagues. And this is not a, what I would call a stealth pick, you know, some sort of long shot that's going to come in that I got a tip on. But there's a lefty going against the Rockies in Colorado. I love those righties in the Rockies lineup against left-handed pitching. And the guy going against him, Matt Strom of the Padres, is actually better against righties than he is against lefties. He's got reverse splits. I don't know a lot about the guy. He must have a good changeup, is my guess. And honestly, I don't care. I think he's going to get his face ripped off in Colorado tonight. That's what I think. He's never pitched in Colorado. I don't care if there's a humidor or not. Those righties in Colorado mash against left-handed pitching. So I'd go with either Arenado or Trevor Story. Arenado at third base, Nolan Arenado. They're both expensive, $5,600, $5,700. But those are the guys I pick because I think they're worth it on a nice like a night like this. Before I get to Dombrowski, quickly we'll squeeze in Chris in a truck. Chris, go.
Tony, how are you? First off, just a simple question. Did the Red Sox make the wrong move by not signing Kimbrel? And when the Cubs picking him up, is it Theo Epstein just sitting there shaking his hands like, ha, 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 I did it again? This pitching staff is ridiculous. It's the same staff without Kimbrel. So what is their problem?
So, Chris, look, again, you want to tell me the Red Sox missed Craig Kimbrel during the regular season? Sure. Yes. I didn't want him back. But that doesn't mean I'm right. So did they whiff on it? Maybe. What I think they really whiffed on was not getting anyone else in the bullpen they could rely on. That's what they whiffed on. It's not Kimbrel per se. There were other guys out there that could have gone. The guy the Yankees got, Ottavino, they could have gotten him. And if you tell me you think that Barnes can close, fine, whatever. Like, I don't know if I would have believed it at the time, but Barnes overall has been pretty good. The point being that they needed another reliever. I'm not as picky or as precise. Red Sox fans are focusing on Kimbrel. I'm not focusing on Kimbrel. I'll take anybody who can get people out. and who can handle the pressure of the late innings, I question whether the Red Sox really have that. Now, there were two Dombrowski comments, I think, that he made on the Nesson pregame show the other night with Tom Caron that caught my attention. I'm going to ask Jimmy Stewart if we could play the shorter one first, Jimmy, okay? And this is Dombrowski when asked specifically about the team's need for a closer.
I think it's more important that somebody can pitch with a lead late in the game. And so we have a couple of those guys. Before we make any proclamation, I think we need to find out how else we play from here. And I think what Stephen Wright does for us in that regard.
Okay. So he says we need someone to get people out in the late innings. I generally agree with that. But the interesting part of that comment, because he was asked about getting a closer and as it relates to the trade deadline, Jimmy, I'm going to ask you to play it again. He doesn't commit to getting anything at all because he cites, we have to see how the team plays for us. Jimmy, go ahead.
I think it's more important that somebody can pitch with a lead late in the game. And so we have a couple of those guys. Before we make any proclamation, I think we need to find out how else we play from here. And I think what Stephen Wright does for us in that regard.
Before we make any sort of proclamation, we have to see how we play from here on out. What Dombrowski is telling you there is we may not add at all. This team may not be worth it. This team may not be worth it. And at this stage, could you blame him? Murray, would you add to this Red Sox team right now?
No. And if that's the case, if they already know that, then they should start thinking about selling.
So that's how I feel. Like the sell-buy thing, to me, that's one of the more interesting discussions with this team right now. If you had to decide right now, are you selling or buying? Murray?
Sell.
Jimmy Stewart?
Sell.
Sell. Sell. I'm selling right now if I have to decide right this second. Why would I invest in this team? Why? Because they won it last year? Like, this is one of those things where when you have a team, like, if I'm the executive of a club and I build a roster like the one that Dombrowski built or maintained, even if you did take relievers off it, I look at this roster and I say, it's your job to convince me to invest in you in the middle of the season. You have to convince me to invest. I'm not going to invest just because that's what we do. Our farm system sucks. I can't be giving away chips no matter how mediocre because you never know. Who knows? Maybe some guy gets hot and develops, and I need every guy we can get coming up in the system because you guys are all overpriced. So I'm not going to trade away just for the hell of it. I will sell if you're not in it. Now, I don't know if Dombrowski has the balls to do that, especially with some guys more than others. Rick Porcello would be an easy sell. Mookie Betts would be a tough one. So I don't know if he has the balls to do that or not, or whether they would go down that road. And maybe it's not all about balls. That's probably not fair to them either. But if it were me right now, I would sell. Now, he also had a longer conversation with Tom Caron and touched on an array of issues. Most of it is centered around the bullpen. Jimmy, we're going to stop and start this as we go. But you'll hear the first question at Dombrowski from Tom Caron, and we'll give you our thoughts on it along the way. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Is there a concern about the ninth inning right now for this team?
Well, I think the ninth inning, and I know we lost a game yesterday in the ninth inning, and we didn't have a good outing. Matt did not have a good outing yesterday. But I think it gets far too much attention for our ball club. We've lost very few games late in the game.
Stop. We've lost very few games late in the game.
The hell is he talking about?
Okay. So I counted this year, the Red Sox have lost 5 games after the 6th inning. 5. Now, I don't think that puts them among the league leaders in that category. Nonetheless, it's a team with a $240 million payroll, and they're 8 games out. Even if they had lost 3 fewer games, even if they had had a better reliever that allowed them to win 3 more games, that wouldn't make a difference?
Well, it might.
I mean, he answers every question that way, doesn't he?
Well.
Isn't it maddening? Oh, my God, it's so annoying. It's like one of the most annoying qualities ever. But I look at it and say, you're 69 games into the year. You've lost 5 after the 6th inning. You don't think that's a significant amount? Because I do. When you're in a race with the Yankees and the Rays in the American League East, everyone matters. You can't be blowing games late. What the hell are you talking about? We haven't lost that many? Keep going, Jimmy.
It's been a situation where people keep talking about it, and the reality is we're just not really playing real well as an overall team. We get going for a little while, but we don't have that consistency we've had. And it's not an excuse because other clubs have
even had. Okay, before he gets to the next point, because he's changing points right now, he's right about this part. They have not played well in every facet of the game. So is the bullpen getting too much attention? Maybe. But at the same time, I would say this team, more than last year's, is in no position to blow games. They need every win they can get. They need the bullpen more this year than they needed last year, because now they're chasing and they're not as good as they were a year ago. Keep going, Jimmy.
It's not an excuse because other clubs have even had more, but we've had injuries, we've had performance factors, we've had guys not just doing quite as well. We haven't hit with runners in scoring positions.
Stop. The injury thing. Other teams have had more injuries. It's not an excuse. Why mention it at all? We've had injuries. The Yankees have lost half their team. For crying out loud. Enough with the injuries.
Well, it's the truth.
Well, one of the advantages of a $240 million payroll is supposed to be a deep bench. You're supposed to be able to withstand injuries. Like, don't even mention the injuries. I don't want to hear the injuries. Steve Pierce, Mitch Moreland, J.D. Martinez has been banged up from time to time. Bogarts has played. Mookie has played. Benintendi's been fine. You're pitching. Price missed a start. Sale was healthy, you told us, but he wasn't ready to go at the start of the year. You lost Eovaldi, fine. Who's had worse injuries, the Yankees or the Red Sox?
The Yankees.
It's not even close. Don't bring injuries. That's a cop-out. Keep going, Jimmy.
We've had more, but we've had injuries. We've had performance factors. We've had guys not just doing quite as well. We haven't hit with runners in scoring positions like last night. If you hit with runners in scoring position, one of the things that I've learned throughout the time period is that takes a little pressure off the bullpen, too. So
let's stop there again, Jimmy. We haven't hit with runners in scoring position, and that takes pressure off the bullpen. True. And you know what that tells me? That's what they were banking on. That's why they didn't build a bullpen. Because they thought they would pound teams into submission, especially the bad competition, and they'd be able to get away with Colton Brewer in the late innings. That's what they thought. Then you know what happened? They didn't hit like they thought they were going to hit, at least situationally. So their bullpen now has to get big outs, and it can't. That's the connection I draw. Like, to me, that's how I look at it. Oh, I get it. You thought you were going to be up 8-2, and you wouldn't need a good bullpen. Well, guess what? You do, and now you're in real deep doo-doo. Go ahead, Jimmy.
So, sure, we can get better out there. Stephen Wright should be coming back in a couple of weeks.
Stop? I think. Stop. What's with the Stephen Wright thing? He mentioned Stephen Wright in the other answer, and now he mentioned him again. Stephen Wright got popped for PEDs. He's missing half a season. He's got a bad knee. Is he the solution in the late innings? Jimmy, do you think Stephen Wright's an answer?
As long as it's pinch running, yes.
Jim Murray, do you think Stephen Wright's an answer?
Stephen Wright?
Stephen Wright.
No.
I mean, all of a sudden, Stephen Wright is like the guy that's going to save the bullpen? It's just like, it's asinine.
I've completely forgotten about Stephen Wright.
Oh, my God.
Everyone else should have at this point, too.
It's asinine. Stephen Wright. And by the way, here's another thing. Stephen Wright can't pitch in the postseason. He can't pitch in the postseason.
Oh, right, yeah, because the MLB rules.
So you're not going to have him in October. Oh, you'll be able to use the starters then. I know. But the idea that Stephen Wright will fix your bullpen problems, you can't use him in October, so what good is he? Keep going, Jimmy.
Stephen Wright should be coming back in a couple of weeks. I think that he will help us in our bullpen. Some of the guys out there have actually thrown great.
Ha!
And when we get some of the people back, maybe our depth will be a little bit more. But some of our starters, I mean, there's a few of them that are just throwing outstanding as far as starting pitchers are concerned. But then when you don't get the length that you need out of some other guys or in the fifth spot, we haven't been getting it. It exposes some of your areas there. So, again, we can get better, but I think that too much is on their back, too.
Okay, so again, he doesn't want to throw it all in the bullpen. You know why? Because the Red Sox ignored it. Because they ignored it. And they did it on purpose. Because they were up against a luxury tax threshold. They were worried about going over the 246. They said, we're going to have to try to save money somewhere. But the league sucks. Our offense is good. We got money invested in the rotation. We'll be up 8-2. We don't need a bullpen. That's what they did. That's how they rationalized it during the offseason. That's how they came to the conclusion. And then the starting pitching wasn't ready to start the season. And they haven't hit situations like they thought they would. And now their bullpen's biting them in the ass. So to me, they sort of, you know, again, this idea that they were just going to do exactly what they did last year, boy, was that dumb. We all knew they weren't going to play that well again. Everyone knew they wouldn't be able to play at the same pace, except for them. Everyone knew except them. Alex Cora said at the baseball writers' dinner here in January, whenever it was, if you think we were good last year, wait till this year. That's what he said. I'm still waiting. We'll wrap it up with your calls. We'll give you the matchup of the game next.
Boston's most comprehensive discussion of everything baseball. The Baseball Reporters, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
This is the Baseball Reporters.
Which makes all the sense in the world if you're the Red Sox.
With Tony Mazzarotti, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I just saw the reboot. I mean, I tell you right now, I didn't see it live. I saw the replay later on, so I haven't talked to Brock about it. The angle that I have from the video, I can't tell from there. I can't talk about the play because I haven't talked to the guys and all that.
Alex, what's your level of concern with just the way you guys have played, you know, the last 4 or 5 days seems to get a little sloppier?
We're not good right now. We're playing 500 baseball. So, you know, tomorrow we got Rick and followed by David. So, you know, we got to pitch better. We got to put better at bats. We just got to be better. That's the bottom line. I've been saying that all season long. You know, we've been very inconsistent at what we do. So, you know, tomorrow we got to show up and try to win a ball game. Find a way tomorrow. But we absolutely have to be better in this if we want to be in the hunt.
We have to be better than this if we want to be in the hunt. You think? Oh, what, 500's not going to cut it? 83 and 79, whatever, that's not going to cut it? Season's almost half over. Almost half over. If you're a Red Sox fan and one of these people gets mad that people are criticizing because there's a long way to go, I say this, you know, half in jest, but get your head out of your ass. They've played half the year. Half the year. They're 35 and 34, whatever they are. A game over 500, $240 million payroll, World Series champions. If they don't make the playoffs, oh, what an embarrassment. What a complete and utter embarrassment. Frankly, they should be vying for the division. Feels like that's a lost cause already. Big Y matchup of the game presented by Big Y World Class Market, serving the Massachusetts community for 80 years. Pitching matchup tonight, Adrian Sampson against David Price. Okay, so the Red Sox don't have a lot of history with Sampson, but Xander Bogaerts is 2-for-3 against him with a homer. I think they only have 10 plate appearances against him as a team. They have 6 hits and 2 homers. This feels like your classic pinata. You should beat the snot out of this guy tonight. Meanwhile, Price, he had a bad history against Texas. Elvis Andrews absolutely jacks him, 469 with 7 steals. And the Rangers overall, 341 against Price with an 874 OPS. That's a little scary. Squeeze in one more call, but it's got to be fast. Billy and Taunton. Billy, you got to go quick.
Hi, Tony. I think the bullpen needs a pitcher that can throw strikes, and they haven't been doing that consistently. They should sell now if they don't think the team's going to make the playoffs. Thanks.
Okay, so Billy, I agree. I like strike throwers. Those are the kinds of relievers that I like, and it feels to me like the Red Sox never have enough of them. But you know what? I looked this up a little while ago. In walks per nine, and you know, I suppose I could look up strike percentage and all kinds of stuff now. But walks per nine, they're actually one of their better bullpens in the league. Maybe in baseball, which is stunning to me because I feel like the walk totals out there are too high. But maybe this is a comment on the times. Everybody's got these guys who throw 98. Nobody knows where it's going, and so they're all throwing it all over the place, and the Red Sox throw it all over the place less than everyone else does. It's just the standard doesn't feel the same to me. I don't think guys command the ball like they used to. That's just my 2 cents. Adam Jones coming up with Arcane here in just a matter of seconds. What do you got?
Well, we have quite a bit to relive from last night. We were on until 1 o'clock after the game last night, so plenty of fans that we talked to. They were not, I would not say exceptionally lucid last night after the game, so hopefully the bar has been raised a little bit here today. Although, with how things went with your team last night, maybe we shouldn't have very high expectations for the callers either, since the team went way under the bar. That would be the Bergeron line that will be getting some blame. Tuukka Rask, I got a little finger wagging last night. Narrow-minded to blame Tuukka Rask. Well, we'll get to Tuukka Rask as well. And some bigger picture stuff. How big is the window for this team? And how exactly do they get back? Can they get back?
Why do you take narrow-minded as a criticism? You are narrow-minded.
That's true. Maybe that should be a compliment. It's honestly one of the nicer things that's ever been said to me.
In a lot of ways, in this business, it can be a strength, frankly. Murray's got your headlines. Everyone will see you tomorrow.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.